Hey guys, it's Tyson Johnson. I wanted to do a podcast episode today. I've got my recorder on. I'm on a long road trip here, and part of this is selfish, just to keep myself alert and active. And I just put together an email for people who are considering joining the tribe, and I realized, man, I need to do a podcast episode on this, and this is going to be different than typical episodes. Because I'm going to talk about business. I'm going to talk about how I have been able to be blessed to build a thriving side hustle and just what that story is and my experience with that. And so I hope that there's some nuggets here, because a lot of our clients or potential clients are working professionals, and they're entrepreneurial minded. They've started businesses, sold businesses, or are considering starting a business, things of that nature, a side hustle. And I just wanted to share my story, even just for posterity's sake, as of the date of this recording, knowing that there's a lot more to come. But, you know, you're on Facebook or LinkedIn, and it's hard not to compare ourselves to others, right? We see stories about a friend who, you know, sold their business for 8 or 9 figures, or they just got promoted to GM or partner or executive VP, you know, whatever their new title is. You know, maybe they celebrate their child's valedictorian award or honor roll or soccer award, whatever it is. Or, you know, hey, I'm in Bora Bora celebrating my 20 or 30th year anniversary with my wife. Like, we see all of these success stories of our peers and friends and those we follow, and so often there's a backstory. And that's what I want to share today, is not just the wins, but what has happened for me in my life, say over the last 5 years, to get where I'm at with this Six-Pack Dad Tribe business, and what that looks like, and not just focusing on the wins and talking about all of our clients' success stories and team members while we have all of that. It's been a slow, tough grind, and all of a sudden over the last year it's been hockey stick growth. So let's rewind a little bit. And if this doesn't interest you, just skip this podcast, because it doesn't directly relate to health and fitness, but I guess it kind of does too. So I have always been a serial entrepreneur. I come from the Goddard family, which is on my grandpa's side, fifth generation Guthrie Bicycles, started in Salt Lake City, Utah. If I'm not mistaken, it's the oldest bike store in the U.S. And that was founded by and run by my ancestors, and my cousin owns it and runs it today. And my dad's a serial entrepreneur, most of my siblings are. So I've always loved entrepreneurship. I've always loved, like at 16, I had a window cleaning business and did that, and through high school, through college. And I've had this bug in me for a long time. Well, I've always loved health and fitness as well. And in 2004, you know, I went through a transformation, and it was significant. I lost so much body fat and wanted to maintain that around the clock, kind of for the rest of my life. And fast forward, as a working professional who was in my 30s at the time, I started, this was about 5 years ago, started blogging about this. And people said, man, Tyson, you've got a passion for this. I think you could help a lot of people. So I set about starting a blog. And hundreds of hours later, building a WordPress website, an email subscriber list, like learning all this stuff on my own, you know, learning how to upload images and all these different things, I hadn't made a penny hundreds and hundreds of hours later. And this sort of became the story of me as an entrepreneur for a long time, to the point where understandably, my wife, who's conservative in nature, grew to hate the word entrepreneurship. Like, she rightfully so came to find that that word meant Tyson is going to suck, and he's going to spend all of this time as a time suck into something that provides no return and lots of emotional disappointment because we're not getting any income from this. And yet, thankfully, she's patient with me and knew that it was a passion and stood by my side. And so I eventually learned that blogging probably wasn't my cup of tea, although there's plenty of people who do very well blogging. And then I started trying to dip my toe in the water with coaching. And I would help pretty much anyone who expressed interest, men and women alike. And the problem I faced was I wasn't making any money. I was trying to charge $10 a month. I was having a hard time getting new clients who wanted to do that and find out what I had done to change my body. And a lot of people weren't very committed. They would quit after a few months, which was just really disappointing for me. And this kind, I kind of kept tinkering with this. This was sort of my story the last 4 years. I would listen to podcasts. I followed Pat Flynn, who's a big name in the online business. Followed him for a year and loved his stuff. He's become a millionaire just through online blogging and affiliate income and this kind of this world. And nothing would seem to work for me when I would listen to experts, try what they said, even for months on end. And I eventually hired a coach who I noticed his ad. He had an ad on Facebook saying, you know, unless you raise your prices and learn how to do Facebook marketing and do a webinar, you're kind of, it's going to be a time suck for most of us. And he was all about charging a premium price for a premium consulting service. And so I cashed out a 401k that I had and borrowed against a life insurance policy, which is pretty much all the money that we had because I believed in this so much. And that was hard on our marriage. And yet I didn't want to give up on this dream that I had of building a fitness business of some kind. Well, fast forward about 4 months, my problem was still not solved. The Facebook ads had not worked. I hadn't enrolled anyone in my high-ticket coaching. And I was about ready to throw in the towel. This was about January, February of 2019 or so. So I kind of took a little break for a little while. And, or excuse me, that it was actually early 2020. And I took a little break. And then come the summertime, I started messaging working professional dads on LinkedIn about this offer that, hey, I will work with you one-on-one to help you get fit and healthy and down to 10% body fat and even six-pack abs if you want and build muscle as a sustainable lifestyle, not as a fad diet that with restrictions and no sugar and spending hours and hours and hours in the gym. I felt like, after, you know, I took a break from my dream and it proved to be very clarifying for me because I realized I am a working professional dad. I have a full-time career, corporate career, and have for many, many years, and yet I have been able to remain balanced and fit and healthy in the midst of that, and that's very unique, and it's a huge problem that a lot of my peers struggle with. So that was a magic moment for me right around June of 2020 when I got a little more crystallized on, hey, I'm going to work with people one-on-one, not group. I'm going to work with busy working professional dads where time is their scarcest resource. Why? Because I'm one of them. I know all about corporate travel. I know what it's like to have to host lunch and dinner meetings and still trying to eat healthy. I know what it's like working out in the little hotel fitness room at night or in the morning. I know what it's like to come home, and this will be my story today, getting home around 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. I've been on the road for 3 hours. I'm tired. And still hoping that there's energy left in the tank to wrestle with my three boys and to give my wife some quality conversation time when the kids go down. I know what all of that feels like. And so I realized I have an unfair advantage in serving this demographic. And if I work with them one-on-one, then I can raise my prices and I can message them. So this became the turning point for my business. Again, that was 4 years of struggling, and I don't cry very much, but I had a few moments where I was close to tears. I was so disappointed that I had this passion and knew there was a problem that people would pay for, but I couldn't figure it out. Even after hiring experts and podcasts, all this stuff, I'm sure you guys can relate. Those of you who have done businesses, this is probably music to your ears. Because so often we just see the success. That's how I started this podcast. So anyway, I'm also a Brigham Young University graduate, and my faith and my church is very important to me. And so I said to myself, I wonder if I could not be exclusive to that crowd, but make sure that I'm reaching out to plenty of those types of people, because there's a camaraderie and a trust. There's a familiarity with this demographic. So I started doing so, and my business exploded. That was June of 2020. And it was so fun. It was a dream come true for me, because as I started targeting higher income professionals, I realized, hey, these guys are just like me. They will pay for accountability. They're not looking for a little $100 ebook or a set of DVDs. These guys want accountability. They want a solution that will save them time. They want to fast track their results with an onboarding phone call. They want a weekly check-in and analysis and data, and they want it highly personalized. And so it's just been this really fun past year for me of hockey stick growth. And something I learned as an ecclesiastical community leader was I loved building a team and watching other people thrive. I'm fine if I'm at the helm of it, but it's not a power struggle for me, because I know that great ideas are scattered amongst us within our sphere of influence. And so one of my very, very successful clients is equally passionate as I am about health and fitness. So I brought him on as a tribe coach. As I've scaled, it's allowed me to double my capacity. And then my brother-in-law is this gifted personal trainer becoming a nurse, and he too is equally passionate about health and fitness and deadlifting and strength. And we brought him on, and it's tripled our capacity. And these are guys who have already been in my program and have been wonderful clients and know the program in and out. And they've been great team members and partners. And then another great client, he and his wife did this together. He's kept 25 pounds off now for 9 months. And his wife, similar story. He loves building communities. So we developed small group masterminds, and he's leading that initiative. So anyway, all that to say, we oftentimes look at others, and it's very hard not to compare ourselves. And all we see is the income, the success stories. And if we learn about entrepreneurship, it's more often that about something like, I think 9 out of 10, like most entrepreneurs have failed 7, 8, 9 times at entrepreneurship and business. And then their 10th business is a wild success. And that is my story. I'm no exception. And I just feel blessed and honored every day to have the team that I have. And my wife, by the way, is now, she's a shining star too. She now believes in entrepreneurship because this has changed our financial picture. And she and I love to give. And for the first time in our life, we have had discretionary income. And we give a lot, and to our employees and to our partners and to others. And she is the genius behind the Johnson Family Quick Healthy Meal videos. She does a little 5-minute video clip. Hey, here's how to make, say, a pasta, like a lasagna, with half the carbs and double the protein. And story after story, here's what we do to make burgers and fries way more healthy. She's done like 30 of these videos, 25, 30 of these, and now she's making a cookbook. And she's a part of the tribe and believes in it. And the caliber of clients that we bring on and get results have elevated who I am as a person astronomically. I've all these friendships, especially at this mastermind. It's just so fun. And several years ago, I would have said, you know, I have mixed feelings on pursuing your passion. Obviously, I've done all of this on the side because I've had to be very careful to make sure it doesn't interfere with my main career, which I'm loyal to and love. But I've stayed with it. I've stayed the course and hung on to this passion and this belief in myself. But I've had to take the very patient road. And that is, so far, one of the lessons I have learned about entrepreneurship and business and planning to become a millionaire from this business based on the trajectory and what we're seeing. You know, and I'm not talking right away or even in the next year or two, but the way it's going, that will happen. And it all came about by me identifying a unique passion that I had and realizing it's a problem that afflicts many dads. That's their health taking a back seat to their career and their family, not intentionally, but that's just the way life happens. And realizing people would pay to have it fixed, but I had to figure out how to sort of cut my own space in a heavily saturated skeptical market that's all about pushing product and pills and fads. And I had to develop my own reputation as someone who doesn't do any of that. So it's worth pursuing our dreams and those things that make us happy. Oftentimes, the cost of that pursuit it requires a lot of patience and gumption to stick with that dream. And to have your mettle tested to see how much you really believe in yourself and that dream. And the beautiful thing is, you learn a lot about yourself when you confront obstacle after obstacle and you choose to stick with it. And we've had some very fun dinner conversations with my three boys, ages 6, 10, and 13, about tenacity, about being resilient, and not giving up when things get hard. And I hope that I'm an example to them. And I hope that this blesses thousands of dads' lives who are the right fit, where we're a mutual fit. And to see my wife realize that she has something to offer. She has a master's degree in secondary ed, bachelor's degree in fitness and wellness, was a PE teacher just like her dad of 30 years was an elementary PE teacher, and she felt like her degree was worthless. And she's been a homemaker and kind of questions like her value. If anything were to happen to me, what on earth would she do? Well, by me pursuing my dream and trying to become the best version of myself and being an entrepreneur, it has opened up an opportunity for her to give and serve. And a lot of our clients like her more than they like me, because her videos are so awesome, and it solves such a problem with time and taste around family mealtime. So anyway, my point is, if you can find something that is fulfilling for you and allows you to love and serve other people unselfishly, you have a recipe for a pretty cool pursuit. And that is my story to date, and perhaps I'll do another podcast later about income figures and where the business takes us. But it sure is fun now on the flip side. I wouldn't relive the struggle of that, that's for sure. Those were hard times, and as I mentioned, I had to take a break for a while and hit the reset button, and but glad I didn't altogether give up on that dream. So that's what I got for you today, and signing off for now. Take care.